Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get to Nate Taylor in just a minute, ESPN's beat writer for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I have a correction to make, Dusty.
You better get it right.
I know. I'm sorry. The lamb fries are not available at KC Beer Co. It's the Beer Rock that we were talking about that is available at KC Beer Co. So if you're going to KC Beer Co. for lunch today looking for the lamb fries and, you know, start ordering them, they do not have those there.
What are you talking about?
Still looking for lamb fries in KC.
Do a side of the lamb fries? We don't have those. Well, this guy on the radio said that he did, so... And he said his friend texted me. He comes here all the time, but he says he doesn't drink. Say that out loud.
That's the thing. Like, Stoker sends me this message. Like, he was our designated driver for 30 years because he never drank, right? And, like, he's like, oh, KC Beer Company's had this. I just assumed the lamb fries. Mm-hmm. Of all the things we talked about, that's usually what gets, you know, people to resonate, right? Something stupid like lamb fries.
You know you're getting older when you start seeing players that you watched, played with on Madden, saw play in front of your own eyeballs, get nominated for the Hall of Fame. Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterbacks are going to be enshrined. That is Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald, who's a wide receiver. I say quarterbacks. Quarterback Drew Brees and wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald were picked in their first year of eligibility as two of the nominees among modern era players. They will obviously get in. Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame career. Thank you, San Diego. Didn't trust his shoulder. Well... Thanks to sending it to New Orleans, they won a Super Bowl. Larry Fitzgerald, one of the best fully sound wide receivers I've ever seen play the game in my life. Wasn't going to blow you away with speed, but man, high point it, low point it, side point it, two toes in the sand. Larry Fitzgerald was a G.
He really was, man.
Like, and he's a very, very good golfer.
Yeah.
Like, scratch.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I had no idea.
Solid with the irons. Great golfer.
There's really not a negative thing you could say about that guy. He was the perfect athlete.
Awesome.
It's too bad he had to waste it in Arizona.
More tackles than drops.
Yeah. No, that's insane. And
that's what?
Yeah.
I never heard that one before. Like, that's wow.
That's a good stat.
That's something people will be talking about all day. Did you know Larry Fitzgerald had more tackles than drops?
That's one of those weird baseball stats. Wow.
Those are the cool things like that. That tells you how good that guy was.
Exactly.
I don't care any about his numbers. He had more tackles than drops.
It's unreal.
And he played, what, 13 years in the NFL?
Yeah, I think so. Right around there.
With one team.
I know. And it never any good.
Almost came to Kansas City.
Yeah, it was close.
Went to a Super Bowl, that's for sure. Lost because
they did. Yep.
James Harrison picked up a fumble at halftime and took it to the house. You know who played the halftime performance that year?
I don't.
Bruce Springsteen.
You know what? I told you the story about Howard Balzer's wife kissing Bruce Springsteen backstage. Yeah.
He slid nuts first right to the camera.
That's right.
He said,
maybe
Bruce ain't got it anymore.
That was good.
Other nominees in their first year of eligibility are quarterbacks Philip Rivers. That's a debate.
It's a very big debate. And
the way Eli's there with him. They have that shared camaraderie. Like, was Philip Rivers in? I don't know. Is Eli in? Well, he won two Super Bowls.
Philip didn't. Never went to Super Bowl. So, never really had much playoff success. Where do you guys stand on Philip Rivers?
Absolutely not.
No. I don't think he's in.
You guys, see, because I'm the same way. I don't think so. No. I figured you guys would be the other way on that one. No, he had a really good... No, I mean, I think the quarterback position's changed. If you've never been to a Super Bowl, it's hard for me to say you're a Canton.
He doesn't have, like, an accolade. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
First team All-Pro, an MVP. Nothing. I need something.
Yeah, he's got nothing. No, he he's had a really nice career.
More kids than playoff victories.
Well, yeah, by a long shot.
He did almost beat those Buffalo Bills when he was a Colts quarterback.
He did.
Just right at the very end.
He did. But yeah, I'm with you guys. We've got to stop making it the Hall of Very Good. And you know, Rivers didn't do anything extraordinary in the NFL to deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
And then you have old friend alert, Alex Smith, mm-hmm. as well as tight ends Greg Olsen, Jason Witten. I think both of them will get in.
Well, Witten for his broadcasting more than his playing days, I would imagine.
Yeah. Greg Olsen, obviously a great tight end as well. Frank Gore on that list, LeSean McCoy on that list. Of interesting names.
I think Frank Gore gets in.
Probably just the longevity as long as he played.
I mean, he's one of the top five rushers of all time, yep. isn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
And right? Was he ever a top five running back?
Yeah, but see, again, but running back versus quarterback, I think, is a completely different argument.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
For sure. Any other position.
Because Alex Smith will never get into the Hall of Fame.
No, but he should be in the Hall of Fame here, yeah.
Oh, he'll be in the Ring of Honor.
Like, he should be in the Ring of Honor.
I mean,
I was more stunned that Alex Smith hasn't played in 5 years, guys. And I know you guys are a lot younger than me, and time moves a lot faster for me. And I've started to see kind of this turnover. Was this the first one that kind of hit you? You're getting old. That Alex Smith is now eligible for the Hall of Fame.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and seeing guys that you saw eligible for the Hall of Fame in my early 20s. Late, I'm like, damn, I must be getting old. Guys that I watched playing as a kid are now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Also, Alex Smith hasn't played in 5 years. I feel like Alex Smith just played the other day. And I was thinking about this, and we can bring Nate Taylor into this conversation as well, because I think he'd have some good, you know, kind of insight on this. I think if you're coming up with a list of the most important Kansas City Chiefs of all time, Alex Smith is at the top of that list. He may not be number one. I don't know who number one would be. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's Lenny Dawson. Maybe it's, you know, Buck Buchanan. Maybe it's Bobby Bell, you know, guys from back in the day when you talk about the most important Kansas City Chiefs. But I think if you're talking recent era from like Carl on, 88 on, I mean, it's Alex Smith and Derek Thomas is the two most important Kansas City Chiefs, because both of those led us to where we are right now today. I mean, what Alex Smith did, as we talked about, for Patrick Mahomes is truly unbelievable. But he also came in here on a 2-14 team, turned that whole thing around, and I think he'll go down as one of the most important Kansas City Chiefs that we've had in this organization.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to add to that. Obviously, I've had that stat before where it's not really a stat, but it's just like an audio stat where like every year, once to twice a year, Patrick Mahomes gives credit to Alex Smith for helping him understand the way the game is played in the NFL. We can all sit here and say that Mahomes is great, and then he has, you know, unbelievable God-given talent and does everything different than we've seen before, but that's not between the ears. Like, that's not... You know, you aren't born with, and I don't know if this makes sense. You're not born with an NFL brain. You can be born with NFL talent.
Right.
Right. We've seen that loads of times, but it's those guys in between. Caleb Williams is a great example. Caleb Williams has the legs. He's got the vision. He's got the arm. He's got the talent, but it's between the ears where they really want to get Caleb Williams fixed. And maybe Ben Johnson is that guy that can do that for him. But Alex Smith was very vital in that for Patrick Mahomes, because, you know, where Mahomes can throw the ball 85 yards down the field, where Mahomes can, you know, run outside the pocket, know when to run, look back at a referee to know that there's a flag, see where the line of scrimmage is, that's all him. But where Alex Smith might have taught him stuff is like, hey, when they do this and the safeties are doing that, this guy's telling you right now where he's going. And then Mahomes sees that, learns that, puts that in his brain, and we know that Patrick Mahomes is a, you know, a photogenic or photographic
he's
memory.
Photographic memory.
He's got that, and Alex Smith helped with that. And so I think there is a lot of credit to that with Alex Smith. I think he's more – here's a hot take. I think he's
more, I know where you're going with this.
I think he's more important to this Chiefs franchise than Tony Gonzalez ever was.
Yeah, okay, I didn't think you were going there, but no, it's hard to argue that one. I thought you were going to say he may be more important to Patrick Mahomes than Andy Reid. And
I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know that I can do that either, but let me give you an example. You go and meet with Steven, right? And then you come and tell me what Steven said, and then I tell you what the real thing is, right? Like, that's what Alex Smith was doing for Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid's telling him all this, and Alex says, hang on a second, let me tell you, here's the cheat code in all of this, right? Like, the old guy in the room that's been there. That gate, like, Andy's obviously very, there's no question about that. But I feel like Alex Smith was the guy who would take Patrick afterwards and go, all right, he's doing all of this, but here's what you really need to know. Here are the most important things of all of that, and kind of making it easier on Alex Smith, or on Patrick Mahomes.
No doubt.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's made me laugh.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. 8:25 on a Thursday, which means none other than the man, not the myth, in the flesh, on the phone, in your ears. Nate Taylor joins us, ESPN's own. Nate, where do you rank Alex Smith's legacy in Kansas City?
This is a great topic. I rank him pretty high. Yeah, I actually rank him pretty high because I don't think, you know, hearing you guys, I completely agree. When it comes to, like, who are the two teammates that matter most to Patrick Mahomes in terms of his growth and his career, it really is Alex Smith and Travis Kelce. And I wish, you know, because I've always said Alex Smith is sort of a Shakespearean character in the entire arc of the Chiefs dynasty. You know, he had to be sacrificed in a lot of manners. I want to remind people that loss to the Tennessee Titans in the wild card round was because Travis Kelce had a concussion and because the defense absolutely collapsed.
And it hit Darrell Revis directly in the face mask and fell right into Mariota's hand in the worst football call you've ever seen of Derek Johnson's sack.
I mean, that whole game sucked.
Poor progress was stopped. He had the best season of his career statistically in 2017, and it ends in sort of very Shakespearean, like, what in the world just happened? But because of all the things he did and because he was, you know, and I think he even says it, he sums it up beautifully in the Kingdom documentary, you know, when he says, look, we signed up to play a team sport. And so he played his role as a teammate to get this team to be in a position to not just respectability, but for them to take it to the next level without him. I know there's been a decent amount of fans that say, and I haven't asked you guys, like, why isn't Trent Green in the Ring of Honor? And I say, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And you can ask, or you can say the same thing when it comes to Alex Smith, you know, in terms of, like, what he did and what it means in the overall grand picture to the franchise.
Yeah, and now that he's officially eligible for the Hall of Fame, he could be in the Ring of Honor. You mentioned Trent Green. That is an interesting one. I always believe Carl Peterson needs to be in the Ring of Honor. He saved that franchise here in Kansas City. And the further it goes away, nobody gives that guy credit for literally saving the franchise. I was going through old stuff months ago, and I found an old newspaper article from the Kansas City Star of 2002, and it was written by, I want to say it was Wright Thompson at the time, but he was out in L.A. doing all this, what if the Chiefs were to move to L.A. type of stuff. And that was in 2002. And so I was thinking, like, man, I mean, people don't really give credit nowadays to Carl Peterson, what he did to basically save this franchise here in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's really him and Marty Schottenheimer, right? They are the two that say, hey, we need to reignite the fan base. We need to have an actual identity as a team. We need something to actually promote and sell to the local customer base. You know, they make the smart decision. I mean, I know the 80s were a certain era of the NFL, and we don't talk about it a ton because of, you know, somewhat less glamorous. But, like, they were the ones that made the decision on Neil Smith and Derek Thomas, you know, two guys that were pillars for the team to have sustained success in the 90s. So, yeah, I completely agree. I have no issues with Carl Peterson in terms of, again, his role, his impact in the franchise as well. It's unfortunate for him as well in a similar sense that he and Marty got to the playoffs, but obviously never got that Lamar Hunt trophy. But it's you know, when I try to encapsulize everything that's gone on, especially in my lifetime, which is basically 40 years, you need the 30 years prior to 2018.
You do.
You really do. And I hope people, like, understand that, because it's like, hey, for all the Taylor Swift fans that have come through, for, you know, a lot of people that are like, hey, you know, we didn't know the Chiefs were going to be quite this good or be the next thing to the, you know, the New England Patriots. And I'm entirely fascinated with the Patriots documentary because there's so many similarities and differences But you really do need the 30 years of like, hey, this thing was cratering, maybe teetering on irrelevance to all of a sudden now, you know, this stadium's been around for 50 years. There's a lot of contention around whether or not it's going to stay or not. But at the same point in time, you need everything that leads up to why the team is so successful and why the team is memorable.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, Nate, I'm glad that you brought that because we can segue into this massive game that's 325 on Sunday at One Arrowhead Drive. You talk about what makes this team successful. I'm in the belief that with Worthy and Thornton, with the emergence of Thornton with Mahomes and Xavier Worthy, we know that chemistry. I just want to send both those cats deep on the first play and run a play action because everyone thinks that the Chiefs need to run the ball. The Ravens suck at stopping the run. We saw that on Monday Night Football. It's in their head. They're on the fringe of teetering to a terrible season. The Chiefs are trying to make something new. You got Xavier Worthy. You send him deep. You see which safety takes which side. And then if you want, you run Hollywood underneath and you run Juju or Noah Gray underneath and set the offense up there and kind of start off that way. It's like a pitcher with a fastball at 98 miles an hour and he comes out and throws you a 79-mile Ephus pitch.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. Put it in the playbook, man. Put it in the first 15, right? I want to remind the audience, you know, because I think it was a little bit shocking on Monday night to like watch the game between the Ravens and the Lions. But it's pretty clear when you look at it on tape, the Ravens, in a very fast manner, have lost a lot of speed on defense. Mm-hmm. It's Kyle Hamilton and a bunch of dudes. So in terms of the speed, you know, factor, you definitely can use a multitude of ways to get the ball to Xavier Worthy, whether that's, you know, we saw the Chiefs sort of incorporate, hey, the jet sweep kind of came back last week against the Giants. You can run him deep. You know, the legs aren't an issue. He's been dealing with, you know, trying to figure out how he's going to protect himself with that right shoulder. But Tyquan Thornton's become a real threat. He's someone who can get behind the Ravens secondary as well. So I love the idea of getting under center, presenting the, hey, like, hey, we watched tape two, mm-hmm. and we just noticed that, you know, they just bullied you guys. They just ran right through your face. And so, hey, we might even want to show that on the first play, right? You might want to get under center and just say, hey, we'll run behind Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Kingsley Suamataia, you know, and then set up the play action, or obviously vice versa. But I think the Chiefs should honestly do themselves a favor and use Robert Tonyan, use Noah Gray. Obviously, Travis Kelce's going to be on the field quite a bit. But the fact is you can put two tight ends out there, and the fact that, yes, the Detroit Lions have better running backs, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to disagree with you there. But when the Lions said, hey, we want to run the football and we want two tight ends out there, which means you have to have three linebackers out there, those guys are not fast. And it was weird to see Jahmyr Gibbs just run right through them. And I know the Chiefs are looking for a moment where Isaiah Pacheco could have a breakout or could have something where it starts to click. Well, this is the perfect opponent to run the football, yep. to set up the deep passing attack. And because Xavier Worthy was a full participant yesterday and he's expected to be a full participant at practice today, everything is trending to him being a decent part of the game plan, right? This isn't a guy that at least I get the sense so far, like, hey, we can only play him for like 20 snaps. I don't get that sense. I think he could be on the field for maybe half the snaps on Sunday to provide another real explosive threat against this Ravens defense that not only is banged up, but is, again, lost some of its edge, lost some of its speed from what we've seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're definitely not your father's Baltimore Ravens from a defensive standpoint, which is remarkable that they've been able to keep that identity for 30 years on the defensive side and just constantly turn it over. But for me, it's not about the Ravens this week. It's about this offensive line, and it's about Creed, and it's about Trey. I need those guys to play better. What do you think?
It's a great point.
Thank you.
Guys, I think the most shocking thing, beyond just the like, whoa, they gave up how many points at home in a prime time game when you had like 8 days to prepare? The most shocking thing was, okay, the Lions were the team who got more consistent pressure on the quarterback, even though Lamar Jackson, as we all know, is incredibly elusive. Jared Goff is basically a statue, guys. Was not sacked once. So if we already know that Madam Ndike is not playing, their talented nose tackle, defensive tackle, who can generate a pass rush in the middle, this really should be a game where Patrick Mahomes feels more comfortable, has more time in the pocket, can actually survey the field if he has, you know, a plethora of options with Hollywood, Xavier, and Tyquan. This should be a game where, hey, you just played a really good defensive line in the New York Giants. That was the focal point of their defense. Well, the focal point of the Ravens is, hey, can we stay away from Marlon Humphrey? Can we stay away from Kyle Hamilton? And the Lions were able to do that because Jared Goff had all the time in the world to throw the football. So, again, you're seeing incremental progress from the offensive line. Kingsley was not as bad Sunday as he was in Sao Paulo. So if that's going to continue, this should be the game where Patrick Mahomes really can start to open up, start to have a little bit more playmaking, a little more creativity to him, because I just don't think the Ravens have as good a pass rush as the Chiefs have seen the last two games between the Eagles and the Giants.
Nate, I want to bring this up real quick because we know there's loyalty with the right tackle and the head coach, and I kind of compared this earlier to a couple you've been around. I mean, we both went to Warrensburg. There's probably a lot of this where he's a really nice guy. He just, you know, when he drinks, he's an ass. It's fine, but he's got his moments, and it's like, you know, Andy said yesterday in the press conference that, you know, you're well aware of that. He said, you know, like, yeah, you know, he's done good stuff, but obviously there's some penalties, and I'm going to take care of that. We've heard Matt Nagy call him out. Now dad's got full attention. What is, in your opinion, what is the storyline? What is the leash? What is the moment? Or are they just going to keep rolling with this guy because they have a trust in him?
This makes me laugh because it's so true. In a sense, like, again, I don't want to, you know, promote where you're like, just you got to leave him. What is he doing? What does he provide? I understand.
You know what I mean by the relationship thing then?
Yeah, but it's great because you're like, look, man, it could be better. You know, like sometimes I understand maybe the grass isn't always greener, but like, look around. Jalen Moore's available. You know, like that's what your boys are basically saying. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. And you already got her number. So the funny thing is, this was as close as we've seen, and I think since Matt Nagy's return, where he actually played what Eric Bieniemy used to be, which was bad cop, good cop, where it was Eric Bieniemy who would tell you that you stink, that you got to improve, that, you know, I'm going to be on your you-know-what for God knows however long until you get it right. We used to saw Eric Bieniemy do that all the time. And again, he had a lot of runway because he had the support of Andy Reid. Well, now Matt Nagy's telling us, look, man, it's got to stop. Please, for the love of God, stop with the penalties. And we saw his play actually suffer when he wasn't penalized Sunday. That is what's most concerning, is that, hey, man, you were getting kind of overwhelmed on just traditional, you know, three-step dropbacks for Mahomes. And that can't fly anymore, especially when the team, in terms of the front office, has already invested, you know, Jalen Moore as essentially a $10 million player a year guy, right? Which is borderline starting quality money. What Andy Reid, though, is he is so loyal, guys. I cannot stress enough how loyal this man is, even though we all got eyes. So he's going to do what he has done in the past, which is give the veteran one more chance. Like, I don't think Andy Reid really wants to bench Juwan Taylor. I really get that sense. I like, man, I do not want to do this. So I'm going to say everything publicly that I would not say privately.
Yeah.
And so my interpretation is, look, guys, I know you're going to ask me about it, but I've won a Super Bowl with him. I've been to multiple Super Bowls with him. When the money, when the play has to reach a certain level, when the money's on the line, Juwan Taylor can be a very good pass blocker.
You know,
but I got eyes. Yeah, but I got eyes too, guys. And so I'm just not going to criticize him publicly. I'm not going to put more pressure on him publicly. I am fascinated as to, does Juwan Taylor respond to the fact that now Andy Reid probably has to say something behind closed doors to get him to understand just how much he's on thin ice.
Well, and I hope he realizes this, and I hope Andy does as well, because we're playing with Juwan Taylor like we are a team that can overcome mistakes. And at this point in time, the Chiefs aren't a team that can overcome a Harrison Butker missed field goal or a Travis Kelce drop or a Juwan Taylor penalty. This isn't 2 years ago where, oh, second and 15, forget about it, we're fine. Like, this team does not, as of this point, right, have the ability to overcome those mistakes. That's why these mistakes are so magnified by Taylor and why they have to stop happening.
Correct. And you got a healthy Mahomes, right? You don't want this to get to a point where what happened last year, and I think people forget about it because, hey, they went back to the Super Bowl, which is, again, remarkable. But, guys, he took over 100 hits last season, right? Because the offensive line just could not give him consistency at a high level. So this has a cumulative effect. Hey, man, if you're all of a sudden not giving us the play we expect, and you're pushing the ball backwards, and Mahomes is starting to take more hits, which could lead to obviously a higher risk of injury, then yeah, you don't need that. You don't need Harrison Butker all of a sudden missing a field goal or an extra point a game, because this team is right now playing in the 20s. They're not playing in the 30s, right? And so, again, it would be quite concerning if we just saw Baltimore give up a bunch of points to a very talented Detroit Lions team, then have to go on the road 6 days later and you not get close to 30, right? If this game is in the low 20s, I would be concerned, because it's like, well, that means that there are just as much issues with you as there are issues with the Ravens defense. So this team cannot overcome all its mistakes. They were fortunate that the Giants are not good. And hey, you might be fortunate that the Ravens are banged up and are not good either. But at some point, when you get your rematch against the Chargers, when you play the Lions in the couple weeks, when you see the indomitable Buffalo Bills right now, you're going to have to minimize all those self-inflicting wounds so that we can see what your actual potential is, what's your maximum effort for an offense that, again, has not been healthy yet, but is obviously trending in the right direction with Xavier Worthy expected to come back Sunday.
Well, Nate, we appreciate the time, and we have to give you a joke from the text line, because you know what Juwan Taylor's favorite drink is.
Oh, boy.
It is.
Here we go.
It's penalty. Keep doing the Lord's work, Nate. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, fellas.
Take care, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.